אחרי מוישני בני אהרן, וקרבו שם לפני השם ויומוסו. They came before Hashem and they died. Rashi says, why does he have to say that? L'chayla, sick person, that the doctor came to him and he told him, don't eat cold stuff and don't sleep in damn places. Another doctor came to him and said, don't eat cold and don't sleep in the damp so that you should not die like that person died. The second fellow was mezarazim more than the first. The second person told him, you're going to die like that guy if you don't listen to what I say. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says over here, b'karvasim l'fnei Hashem v'yamusu, that means you have to remind them that they died. And right afterwards, the Tzivi says, v'yamer Hashem v'moshe davalan achicha v'al yovi v'chaleis al HaKadosh. You shouldn't die like they did b'karvasim l'fnei Hashem v'yamusu. So why dafka by this aveira of going into the kodesh hakodashim, the Torah gave a dugma, you see somebody else die. L'chayra by chil Shabbos, you also find such a thing. Melech Shabbos, you had the mekoshe sheitzim, and he received misa. And there you don't find that the Torah says, don't be mechal Shabbos like the mekoshe who died because of it. Punkt over here, the Torah gives that comparison. So, Moradari Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld, Zeichet Tzavi, the Kodesh Levrach. He answers to this question. Is Golub Yodua to every year? You learn the Torah. So, you see, by every Aveira, it says the Chait, or we learn it out. Either it's Chorus, or it's Misa, Midei Adam, or it's Malchus. And every Einish is known. And that by itself should be enough to motivate the person and to shake him up that he shouldn't do the Aveira. Mashenkin over here, this Aveira over here, what happened over here? Adam Asholin, he wants to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to be inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. And he came in without the proper preparation, without the proper Tanoim. So we think to ourselves, okay, he was over on the Torah, but this is such a terrible avla that he wants to come closer to Hashem. And not only that, not only does he get misa for it, but it's immediate. Mamish, they died immediately. So is that such a terrible thing? That kind of a thing needs a special warning that you shouldn't die like them. You know, Shabbos, cool Shabbos, we know. Fine. But over here, if somebody wants to come close to Hashem, he wants to come into Makom Kodesh, and he dies immediately. So that's already a milsa de tmiya. So that the Torah has to say, you see it happen to Nadav and Avihu, and Mimele, you have to stay away. Those are Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonenfeld. L'fi this, you could also understand, he says, why the Torah repeats. You just said, Achrei Moshe Nebnei Aharon. They died immediately. It wasn't even, it's not the pshat, like they went in and the einish came later on. And they died right away. So, in case there's a milsa de tmiya, look at them. Not only did they die, but they died right away. And those, there are boundaries, you're not supposed to overstep those boundaries. I saw a very interesting shmooze from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz on this inyan. It says, "Val yovei b'choleis al hakodesh," he shouldn't come all the time to the kodesh hakodesh. So Rashi says, "Lefi shegili shchinasi sham," because I reveal my shchin over there, yizoher shelo yargil lovei. He should not be regular in coming. What's the nekuda over here? So, the Chassid Yaivitz in Pirkei Avos brings down a pasuk in Yecheskel that when the people used to come to the Mayadim, by the Mayadim, they used to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Whoever came through the north gate left through the south gate. Whoever came through the east left through the west. They weren't allowed to go back to the same door that they came. Why? Because then they're going to become used to the door. It's going to become a regular thing. in and out, you see the same thing twice. And regularity is it puts a damper on a person's ruchnius. You're going to start looking at it like it's your own house. Everything has to be new. Everything has to be fresh. Everything has to be a chiddush. Oh, wow. But if it becomes regular, so then you lose your tremendous cheshik for it, and then, you know, you lose your whole hiskarvus to it. He says the cheta egel came about because originally Moshe Rabbeinu's oyel was in the center of the Bnei Yisrael. And the Shechina was there, and they became sort of like familiar with the Shechina. So he said, I say, Lanu Elohim, make us another God. Moshe Rabbeinu, after the cheta egel, realized that, and that's when he took the oil and he put it in Michus Lamachna. That's the reason why he put it in Michus Lamachna. So he zogged the Chosid Yayvitz. So over here, it's a chiddush gadol, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. You have Aaron HaKohen. Who's as great as Aaron HaKohen? Aaron HaKohen, on par with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he used to separate himself 7 days beforehand. He was a Porush and he was Kodesh. And he came with Kurbanis. And Afal Pikein, it says that if he comes more than once, he's going to become regular with the Shechina. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, you see from over here, that the greatest sakana for attaining a high madregan ruchnius is regularity, the hergelus. It's not new anymore. It becomes, you know, becomes old hat. So a person's avoided is to try and bring his chachas into his avoided. That's his avoided. Everything, something new. Always look for a new thing, look for a new makshava, look for something that's ma'ayri. There's a ma'isa that happened in Tells. Very, very choshev yid. It was just nifter a few years ago. He had a tzaddik. His name was Shmuel Kaufman. Leicha tzaddik lebrach. He was a rebbe for, I don't know, 50-something years. He was a person that was melumed benisim. He learned in Tells. So he told me this ma'isa. Ma'isa Shahoy, in the olden days, when the Tells was still in the city, so the dining room was in one block and the dormitory was in another block. And Revelli Meir wasn't yet remarried. He lived in the dorm with the Bachman. Shmuel Kaufman is walking with his friend to the dorm. Revelli Meir is on the front step of the dorm. And he says, Shmuel, come, I want to speak with you and learn. Come to my room. I had just prepared a chabura, you know. Yeah. So he goes, and he tells him over his chabura, fine, good. The next day he's walking again with his friend. They're walking to the dorm, and again Revelli Meir is on the front step. He says, Shmuel, come to my room. I want to speak and learn. What do I do now? He had some shirayim left over from the chabur. He figured, you know, say over the shirayim from the chabur. Okay, got by with that one. Comes the third day, he tells his friend, as they're going to the dorm, let's go around the back way of the dorm. I don't want to meet Revelli Meir again. So they go around the back way, and sure enough, Revelli Meir is standing there. He says, Shmuel, come in, I want to speak with you and learn. Comes in. Don't give her some hearts. What the Rashi wants from me? You know, I set over my chabur, I set over my shiraim, my chabur, I got nothing left. So I want to show you that every day that goes by, you have to come up with something new in life. A ha'ara, a machshava, something that bothers you. Otherwise, it's not really called learning. You know, it has to be something that makes you move, right? It's not shaykh to learn a Gemara, Rashi, a Taisus, without anything to say. It's not only when you're preparing a chabur. It has to be on a daily basis, be something new. And you have to look for that as chachas. You have to look for that thing to keep a person fresh. And that's a lesson that we learn. If Aaron, it says, Al Yovi B'cholei Shalo Yargil Lovai, because the Shechina is there. And Chaim Shmulevitz says, you see from over here, it's shaykh to turn a Kodesh HaKadoshim into Chulim. If you get too regular with it, and it becomes like an old hat, the shaykh for the Kodesh HaKadoshim to turn into Chulin, that's a very scary thought. Shayt Vaiter and Pozik. Umeyes Adas B'nei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Si'irei Yizim L'chatos. What's the Indian of the Shnei Si'irim? There's many different pshatim. I saw a pshat brought down from Yisrael Salanter that there's two kinds of Yetzaharas. There's a Yetzahara that comes Machmas Taiva. Taivas, different taivas. A person's born with taivas. He's a flesh and blood. But there's another kind of Yetzer Hara that tries to incite the person lahachis to go against HaKadosh Baruch. It's a different kind of Yetzer Hara. So the Yetzer Hara of Taiva, it's shayach to be makar of that to HaKadosh Baruch. First of all, the person is a Taiva Sachila, but if you eat l'shem, serving HaKadosh Baruch to give you kayach, Rabbi Miller says, you go to sleep, every snore could be Avodas Hashem. If you go to sleep, l'shem serving Hashem, you should have kayachas the next day. Then that's called serving Hashem with your bodily tithes. Or the marshal, if a person has talents, certain talents, he dedicates it to Hashem. You have plenty of people that have business acumen or they have kayachas of advocating for the community. And they use that l'shem Hashem. That's called using your kaiches. You know, the chitzayni is the kaiches using l'shem Hashem. That's one kind of a carbon. But the other kind of a carbon, the other kind of yetzar, you have to send away. You have to be merachik yourself from it, mamish. Mikotza lakotza. It's a very dangerous yetzar. That's the shnei seir. The seir echad l'Hashem, your makrov is a carbon. And that represents the taivus within us, which we take and we're makrov to Hashem. The Sir La'azazel represents the Yetzer Hara that's in us l'hachas to go against Hashem, that you got to throw away. La'azazel, that has to be thrown over the cliff. Now, what is the inyan of the Sir La'azazel? There's other mepharshim that say over here, different kaychas, what's the pshat that you send? The Sir La'azazel, Azazel is the master of the midbar. Some sort of a kayach. That's a master of the midbar. That's his domain. He's the king of the midbar, the king of places of churban. And this is why Esav has a shaykhus to him, because Esav is also a master of churban and milchama. So Esav is shaykh to the Sir La'azazel. So what's the shaykh? We bring a carbon to Chas V'Shalom. Is that possible? So the Ramban over here says a very interesting pshat. He brings a medrash. They used to give Samoel Shoychad on Yom Kippur. He shouldn't come and be mevatel their carbon. We send the seir on Yom Kippur to the Moishel in places of Churban, the ruler of Churban, and he shouldn't stare our carbon. It's sort of like Shoichat to the Sodom. That's what it is. It's not a carbon, Chas V'Shalom. Stay away from it. We don't want you. But how do you do it? You do it by giving him Shoichat. It's not a carbon. Rechaim HaKadosh says a different hezbo. Rechaim HaKadosh says that when a person does a chait, so besides the etzem chait, he did an avlat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he creates a malach of tumah, and a malach that causes churban to the person and to the world. When a person does tshuva, he erases that chait, and he advances his relationship with Hashem, but the malach is still around. That malach is still around. So the Indian is when you give the Sir La'azazel, so that was sort of like the Indian of destroying the mouth to be mevatel those kaiches. We bring the Sir La'azazel, we push it over, we kill it, and that's mevatel those kaiches that happen. Machmas the Averis of Klal Yisrael. Comes along the Chafetz Chaim and says a very interesting thing. You see over here that on Yom Kippur. We were on the highest madrega possible, and still were oisik with shaychad. Dr. Chafetz Chaim was saying, he says, you know, unfortunately, there's kaychas hatuna. You have the kaychas that want to be mevatel yiddish shechinuch here in New York. You have kaychas throughout the generations. We've had that, right? So there are those that say, let's get up and let's fight them head on. You know, we're going to demonstrate against them. We're going to this. We're going to that. Chafetz Chaim says that's not the way. Because in Golos, we sometimes don't have the zechuyos to stand up and to fight them head on. You know, that guy, especially in Golos. Not spiritually and certainly not physically. That's not what we should do. The Chashmei Noem, when they fought for them, was the last resort. There was no other aids. So what Klal Yisrael has to do is what we're told over here, Shoichad to the Sotan. Bribery, bribery, bribery. And that's the way to do it. Or loved after bribery with money. It has to be done in a way we mechabed them, in a side way, but not to take them on head on. Right? And that's what we learn from over here. And the makkah for that is the Ramban in Parshas Vayishlach. The Yaakov Avinu, when he handled with an Esav, so he was masakin himself for three things. The last resort was Mochama. That's the last thing he wanted. The first thing he did was he sent the Daven, sent the Matana. And that's the way we have to do it. And that's the lesson that we learned from the Azazel. If on Yom Kippur, when we're on the highest Madrega possible, and we have to resort to Shaychad, Kal v'chaymer ben b'nai shel kal v'chaymer on other days of the year or when we're in Golis, we can't be Samech on our Zechuyah's head on. Satmar Rebbe said of art, V'yisham d'la v'seinu, V'lonu shalayachid b'lvod amad l'enu chal v'seinu, V'lonu shal kol d'avidar, V'lakodesh baruch ha'matzi l'enu mi'yodam. We put stuff in their hands. That's the way. Chofetz Chaim one time, it's a nice to show you. Chofetz Chaim one time, he told people there was a mice with some government guy who was giving tzaras. He said, so do what Yaakov Avinu did. So they went and they gave him and it didn't work. They went back to the Chofetz Chaim. He told them, we tried it, you know. So how do you do it? So we gave him a big bill. No. You have to give small bills. It has to look thick. Like Yaakov Avinu, Rebbech Tosimu Bein Eder Le'Eder. It's got to look big. Famous Meiser, which was Chaim Brisker, you know, Volozhin, used to have tzaras from the government because they were maskilim, you know, in the vicinity, and they were even in the yeshiva. There was some talmidim that used to incite and used to cause tremendous trouble. And the government used to come and say, it's not sanitary, there's too many people, they used to make inspections and give tzaras. So what did they do? They did what, Yaakov Avinu did. One time they got a letter from a new inspector, he's coming. The policies of the past where the library is, it's not going to happen this time. So the Tziv didn't know what to do. What's going to be? What are they going to do? Chaim Brisker is a younger Shashiva, and he said, I'll take care. So he made an appointment to speak to this inspector. It was a summer day, a hot summer day, and Chaim comes with a thick fur coat. He comes into the room, he's schwitzing away. So the guy starts laughing at him. What are you wearing? What are you wearing? A hot fur coat for? It's boiling hot. So he says, my grandmother came to me in a dream last night, and she said that there's going to be a snowstorm here today. The guy starts laughing. Snowstorm. My grandmother told me this. I take her seriously. Come on, man. So Chaim says, you want to make a bet that it's going to snow? So he says, yeah. How much? $100. Fine. They put, you know, they both made up a bet, and sure enough, it didn't snow. Chaim comes back the next day. You know, the guy's laughing at him. He says, where's the money? So he gives him $100. Says him, here's another $500 for your services, man. And he took it. And that was the end of that. How much do you want me to write down? He promised he's not going to take any bribery, but once the hand opened a little bit to take some, Chaim knew that he's going to take the rest. So this is a lesson to be learned from over here, and it's we learn from Yaakov Avinu. We learn from Yaakov Avinu. Zok the pasuk weiter, Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, and Aaron did like Hashem commanded Moshe. Zok Rashi, Vayas kasher tziva Hashem ki shehegiyah yom haKippurim. Also, Keseder Hazeh. He did this exact Seder. And what does it mean, Kasha Siva Hashem? Ula Hagit Shvachay Shal Aaron, Shaloi Hayaloyshin Ligdulosoi. He did not put it on for his own covet, Elo Lekayim Zeris Melech, only to be Mekayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Zeir. He wrote down the Sefer, the Sitcha Elyon. Here's a question. Is there a Havamina that Aaron, who is the Kayim Godel Meyachid, and the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu, is there a Havamina? Shabbat Havamina is that he would put on the big day kahuna for his own covenant. Secondly, the Chassam Sofer asks the question, it should have told me this by the big day Zohar, if anything. The big day Zohar, or the Chavad HaSafaris, there was a grand door about the big day Zohar, but on the big day Lovan that we're talking about over here, like what's the Kiddush? Sefer answers, Shmamina from over here, that the Eitzahara of Kovet goes far and beyond what we imagine it to be. And the greater a person is, the greater Kol HaGadol Nechaveiro Yitzroi Gadol Imenu. His Eitzahara is greater. And if the Torah tells us over here, Vayas Kasha Siva Hashem, that he did it completely l'shem. That vaisgeis that the Yetzer Hara works even by an Aaron and even with Big Day Lavan. Now we don't realize how tricky and how sly the Yetzer Hara is, but we have to be aware of that. The Torah is giving us an awareness over here of the Yetzer Hara. It's also nishmeinin that because Aaron was so great, the Kohen Gadol Yav in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. You think it was so easy for him? He had to fight the Yetzer Hara. An Adam Gadol, I don't want to mention his name, because I don't know if the person that told me the Maisa, his Einikel told me this Maisa. I don't know if he wants me to mention it, but an Adam Gadol, Shevet Gadol, he was in his 90s, and he told his Einikel, I want to leave already. Zaydi, you want to leave? Of us? It's getting too hard. So what's getting too hard? The Mulchama with the Yetzer Hara is getting too hard. You're talking about an Adam Gadol Ad Moed, a Muslim Shaykh. The Mulchama with the Yetzer Hara is getting too hard. She said, say that your age. He said, till the last breath, the Yetzer Hara lot nished up. Finished. That's so. My Aaron HaKohen, the Torah is telling us this over here. To my Seretz Mitzrayim Asher Yeshavtem Bo Leisasu. So Rashi, Magid Shemaseim Shel Mitzrayim V'Shel Knanim U'Kul Kolim Mikolo Umis. They were the worst Mushchosim of all the people. V'Oisim Mokim Sheyoshvu Boy Yisrael Mikulkul Min HaKohel. The place where Yisrael was the most Mikulkul. That's the Chacham says, that's Eretz Goshen. The question is, why in the world did Yosef pick Eretz Goshen for Yaakov Avinu and his sons to live in if it was most Mekulchul? So there are Mefarshim that learn that Lehepa. They came to Eretz Goshen to be Mufrish from everybody, and it was a good place. But as much as the Koyach HaKadusha becomes great, Zelu Umazeh, the Koyach HaTumah comes and moves in. And we see that today. I remember America. America was a decent place. A decent place, nice, you know, family friendly, Midal's things. And as much as the Kedusha is getting great, that's Zelu Umazeh, the Tumah is getting, it's rising. Mamish. And the Kedusha, Baruch Hashem, yeshivas, and kailulim, about the Knesias, and about the Midrashas, and communities. Somebody was telling me yesterday in the mountains, they're building over there like the Chaya. You know, spreading out everywhere throughout the world. So that's what happened over here. That's one of the Mefarshe Rashi says. One of the other Mefarshim on Rashi says that they bedafki brought Avodah and all kinds of Mishkosim Dikit things to be Mevatel the Koyach of Yisrael because they knew that they were supposed to go out after a certain amount of time. So they bedafki wanted to be Mashkas Klal Yisrael and Ruchnias that they're not going to be able to go out. That's what some Mefarshim say. I saw the shame Hagoyin Hatzadik Rav Zedel Epstein. He was a Mashgiach in RJJ. And he was also a Mashgiach in Torah Or by Rav Scheinberg. So he said that there's always a question amongst Mechanchim. You have a choice to move to a neighborhood of where the crowd is very low level, or to move to a place where the people are banning them, they're decent people. Which place is it better to move to? One would say, Ashkof Rishayna Pashin, move to the place of the banning them, you know. But there is a svara to say the exact opposite. There's a svara to say, people that are banning them, but don't have the right Ashkofis might be more dangerous because you're going to associate with them and you'll get close to them and then you can pick up things that really are not conducive for Yiddish Ashkof. If you live in a place which is the Olam is totally off, right? So then you know to stay away from them. There were some people in the early years here in America that would rather send their kids to public school than to send them to the modern schools of us. In public school, they knew that they were, you know, they were a Yid and they were separate. Somebody told me their mishpacha in the 1930s, they lived in Canada, and they went to public school to Langepays. Mamish. You know, and then today you have a mishpach, a mamish, nishayach, b'nei tayra. So to be in a place where you know you're different and you know that this is not for me. So it could be that there's a remez to it. Over here, the fact that they went to Goshen, even though it was already mushkis, might be a remez to that hashkofen. Now, just want to finish with the Chassidus Shemachshav. K'maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtnim Bo'loi Sasu. So the Rebbe of Yecheskel of Kuzmir, that's ancestor of the Mojitzer dynasty. Yecheskel of Kuzmir was a Heiliger Rebbe. So he explained, K'maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, Asher Yishavtnim Bo'loi Sasu. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Madrega that you were at when you just went out of Mitzrayim. When you just went out of Mitzrayim, you were tired, you were worn out, you were an Eved, you had an Eved mentality. But you built yourself up, and throughout the days of Sfira, you became Yidden of Matan Torah. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a lack of chiyus. Don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing things by rote like you did when you went out of Mitzrayim. It fits in very well with what the Maharal says, that the carbon that we bring on Pesach, the Minchas Omer is made out of Seir and barley. It's Michael Behema. The carbon that's brought on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem, was made out of wheat, which is a Michael of Kochmo, Michael Ben Adam. Because when we went out of Mitzrayim, we were on the Madrega of Behemas. And throughout these days, we elevate ourselves every single day, a new Madrega, a new Madrega, a new Madrega, until we come to Shavuos. And Shavuos one of the Madrega Ben Adam with Machshavim or Heiligi Yidden, higher than a regular Ben Adam. Yisrael is a different Madrega B'chlal, right? So K'maisa Eretz Mitzrayim, like a behemoth without Machshavim, without putting any thought into what you're doing, Lo Yisasu, you shouldn't do it. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.